Well, again, that was Gary Lynn Floyd, and we mentioned before that when we asked for permission to use his song, Christ in Me and Christ in You, he told us use them all, and he sent us all his songs. So we are so grateful to him, and I'm thinking that once we're all back together again, maybe we can get him to do a concert here. I would love to meet him. Yeah, yeah, beautiful, beautiful being. And so I'll begin my talk by saying, as I mentioned before, at the beginning of this year, I chose May's theme, The Power of Grace, in recognition of Mother's Day, because so often our idea of grace is a feminine one. I mean, poise and ease in motion, elegance and beauty in form, doesn't seem much like a guy thing. But when a couple is dancing, I mean, the rumba, the tango, the waltz, when they're figure skating together, poise and ease is needed by the male body just as much as the female body in order to manifest elegance and beauty in form and motion. Grace as movement is the divine energy of life that moves everything within the universe, from the tiniest atom to the stars and the cosmos, with perfect, unfailing precision. It's the sacred sureness, the divine directive that allows all things to move freely in the universe without anything bumping into anything else. I mean, right now, our planet is speeding through space, and we haven't bumped into anything yet. It's pretty amazing. Now, grace is above and beneath and within everything and everyone, and anyone can express grace. But today, because it's Mother's Day, we're going to be focusing on that amazing grace that flows through motherhood. Now, Mother's Day this year, obviously, it's going to be celebrated a little different than we did in the past. I mean, way, way back, we may have celebrated Mother's Day by presenting our mom with a bouquet of dandelions and some runny eggs and burnt toast while she stayed in bed. Then we got older, and maybe our presentation was with store-bought flowers and a fancy brunch. But this year, there are some mothers who are sheltering at home with their grown children, and they may be treated to those nostalgic runny eggs if their grown children have not learned to cook. But whether we live in the United States or anywhere around the world, if our mother is still on earth, we recognize that it is important to honor her. In fact, of the 335 million users on Pinterest, the search for Mother's Day at home jumped this year by 3,000%. We know, no matter who we are, no matter how old we get, if our mother is still in the world today, we want to do something to make her happy. Because we know when mama's happy, everybody's happy. Now, the Mormon leader, James Faust, wrote that the influence of a mother in the lives of her children is beyond calculation. And that's why our mother, even if she's left this earth plane. When we think of her, it can invoke from us and provoke within us a depth and range of emotions that no one else can. And though some of us today may be celebrating a woman who has been like a mother to us, and that's a beautiful thing, our focus this morning is on the grace within our birth mother that allowed her to allow us to come into physical form through her. I mean, from the very moment she felt our heartbeat within her, or maybe just felt a little nauseous, but she said yes to a shared journey within her that would result in our arrival here in the world. Now, our birth mother, may she rest in peace, or may she live in peace on earth, was the one who was willing to go the distance for us. And that's cause for celebration. Because even if we had found another way, we wouldn't be quite who we are today if it weren't for our mother. Now, just like the universe itself that always, always says yes to us, the first word our mother said to us was yes, yes, no matter what she may have said next once we arrived. I mean, when we were placed in her arms, she may have looked at us and seen an innocent, lovable, perfect little being. Or she may have looked at us and seen a project that needed a lot of work before we turned into anything pleasing. And it doesn't matter whether we learn to love ourselves through our mother's eyes or we learn to look within ourselves for that love. She wanted to be the best mother she could be. Every mother does, no matter what she does. That's why it's so important for us to remember that her life didn't begin when we came along. And like everyone else in the world, a mother can only give to her children or anyone else from the qualities that are most alive in her in any moment. The life she lived before us. The life that told her who she was before she was ever called mother. Affected her perception of her children when they came along because it affected her perception of herself. Now, some of us may have learned our early life lessons from a mother that couldn't help but to be gentle and nurturing, sweet-tempered, and supportive, because that's the way her life taught her to be. And some of us may have learned our early life lessons from a mother who offered those lessons with tough love, because that's how her life taught her to be. But either way, in her heart, she wanted to succeed at motherhood, to do the right thing, even when she was unsure what that right thing was. Now, I gave birth to my son when I was 17 years old. And before I held him, I had never held a baby. And I wanted to do the right thing from the very first thing I did, but I was worried that I wouldn't know what to do. And so when the moment came, the time came for me to bring a baby into the world, I was scared. Now, I love and respect nurses. They have been my hero long before these heroic times. But in that little hospital where I gave birth, the head nurse in labor and delivery was a lot like Nurse Ratched in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Now, if you didn't see the movie, then let's just say she was a little scary. And especially to me, because I'd never been in a hospital before. And while I was in labor, she came into the room and she looked down at my long, pink, painted fingernails. And she said gruffly, "You're going to hurt your baby with those nails." She walked away. Now, back then, a mother stayed in the hospital for 3 whole days. And so I had packed an overnight bag that included a manicure set. And so after my son was born and he was taken to get cleaned up and I was taken back to my room, I took out the scissors and I cut off all my nails. And I filed the short nails until they were absolutely smooth. And I didn't do it because the nurse scared me. I did it because I wanted to do the right thing for my baby. And I could tell from what she said and how she said it that cutting my nails was something good that I could do. And when she came in briefly to tell me that they'd be bringing my baby to me in just a minute, and I was going to meet him for the first time, I noticed that she looked down at my hands, but she didn't say anything before she left. And when another nurse walked in with this tiny, tiny bundle, just before she put that bundle in my arms, I felt my tummy jump. And I wasn't sure if I was excited or scared. But once he was there in my arms, once I looked at that sweet little face looking back at me, I knew I wasn't afraid. I was in love. And I felt right then what I have come to know as a state of grace. Grace flows on the currents of love, and I could not have loved anything more than that baby. And after I fed him and he was taken back to the nursery, the head nurse came back into my room. And she was carrying a small bowl of water and a comb. And she sat down on the bed next to me and began combing the rat's nest that my long hair had become after 12 hours of labor. A mess that looked like it would need to be cut out rather than combed out. And she dipped the comb in the water and she slowly and gently combed out all the tangles. It probably took her an hour. And I'm convinced now that the grace I felt within me touched the grace that lived in her. And while she was silently combing my hair, I felt so safe and so cared for. It was the first time that I had experienced the expression of grace from anyone toward me. And to this day, I remember that head nurse as one of the kindest and most loving women I have ever met. Grace feels like love because it's God's grace, and God is love. A Course in Miracles tells us, "For in grace you see a light that covers all the world in love, and watch fear disappear from every face as hearts rise up and claim the light as theirs." We won't change the world by raising our fists against one another. We won't change the world by trying to force someone to be different than who they are. We can't walk into a new day dragging yesterday's conflicts with us. This world will change only if we do. And we all know, because we've heard it before, we must be the change we want to see. There is no other way. We must meet grace with grace. We must express it with graciousness and kindness and tolerance. It's only as we feel grace within us that we can see it and feel it in anyone else. To feel grace is to be grace. And it is only in a state of grace that we will be able to watch fear disappear and see a world of love. A Course in Miracles tells us, remember often that today should be a time of special gladness, and refrain from dismal thoughts and meaningless laments. Today is set by heaven itself to be a time of grace for you and for the world. Namaste.